Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 92 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the computerless kooky creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, Putting the K in Magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com, and I have also put a link to that on the description page. I'm already stuttering for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. And yes, you heard me right, computerless. I am less a computer. I am without a computer. I feel so weird doing this show right now with just a phone in my hand because I usually have my computer on my lap, my laptop, and it's kind of a funky feeling. I feel like I'm flying blind, and I kind of am. I know what I want to talk about today, but just going to sort of also at the same time make it up as I go along. I have some books here that I can, like, use as crutches and some things I want to read to you, but the title of today's show was Stop It! Just Stop It! Enough Already! And that could mean a number of things. But for me right now, I guess that is what I'm being told by the universe. Just stop. It has taken away my everything, which is my computer. And what's funny is I have been, there is no Mercury retrograde to blame this on, but I have been on a kind of like rampage of mistakes lately, like all kinds of strange things have gone wrong, and I hope it's over. I so hope it's over. But it started with Black Hat Friday, the Black Hat Friday sale that you probably know that I hosted with some friends of mine. That, I'm not going to get into all of that, but it turned out to be a lot of work for me, and a lot of weird things went wrong around that, and that seemed to be what kicked me off into this phase of, like, holy crap, things are going wrong left and right. And then I accidentally sent the Winter Solstice module of the Psycho Spiritual of the Year. I sent that to some people that had not yet bought it. And so I posted a message actually in this little group that we have saying, like, okay, I accidentally sent some of you this module and we're just going to be on the honor system here. So if you intended to buy it, you can pay me. And if not, I guess just consider it a gift from the universe. And shockingly, they paid me. It was pretty amazing. The group of people that are involved in the Psycho Spiritual Wheel of the Year, we have, you know, we have like a little group relationship going, and I know who they are, and they're very nice people. So that doesn't surprise me. It more just impresses me, I guess. So that went wrong. And then I was trying to open a pack of Christmas cards, like this giant box from Costco, and I just had like a ditzo moment, and I had my scissors open, and I went to slice it. But I did it toward my body instead of away from my body, and I stabbed myself in the groin right in that area where there's, like, that artery that you should never, ever, ever cut lest you bleed to death. I stabbed myself. And things had just been going wrong so much, and those were, like, the three main things in a row, and I was like, that's it. This is the third thing. Like, all things happen in threes. It's over. Oh, but it wasn't over. I had to keep it going. I was trying to consolidate the different lists I have, the different newsletter lists, so they could just all be on one newsletter because I had this fun, on this one list, because I had this fun newsletter I was putting together called Too Cool for Yule, which I have not sent out yet. But the morning that I was putting it together, I was like, oh, my God, I love this. This is so fun. I want to make sure everybody on my list get it. So I'm going on Facebook, like, if you're not on my list, you're totally going to be missing out because this is awesome. So people were signing up, and I was like, yay, this is going to be the best newsletter ever. And then in trying to consolidate my lists, I accidentally added 1,200 people into an automated video series that they did not sign up for. And I was just like cringing. I just imagined like hundreds of people unsubscribing en masse and like throwing tomatoes at me and telling me what an evil, terrible person I was for invading their inboxes, because it was supposed to be 5 emails. Luckily, I was able to stop it, so they only received 3 emails with this free video series. And shockingly, people were thanking me for the videos. And so, yeah, I had a couple unsubscribers, but, you know, no mass exodus. So that actually turned out to be okay. But that was a huge, huge, huge fuck up. I went to bed cringing that night. I called my friend Dawn. Not because there was nothing I could do about it at that point. So we just laughed together. It was just one of those things that are like so bad that all you can do is laugh. And so I thought, surely that is the end of this horrible streak. And then come to find out, nope. No, that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough, because the other day I went to turn my computer on and my computer was like, nope, screw you. And I have not been able to turn it on ever since. And I don't have any credit cards to put a new computer on a credit card. And I don't have a backup computer. And I don't have the money to buy a new computer. So I just watched everything come to a screeching halt. And the only reason I can laugh about this right now is because I was crying to my mother, telling her the situation, and apparently she told my sister, and my sister called me to tell me that her and her new husband, Daryl, were gifting me a brand new MacBook Air for Christmas, and that it was on its way to me, and it would be there in a couple of days. So it might be here while I'm talking to you on the phone. I'm, like, practically hugging my front door, waiting for the UPS guy to come. So at the latest, it's supposed to be here tomorrow afternoon. So I will slowly but surely, like, figure my stuff out and be back on the internet and be the usual in-your-face presence that I am on Facebook and Twitter and Google+ and in your inboxes and all that good stuff. I will try to get that Too Cool for Yule newsletter out, even though it feels a little bit late now for what it actually is. But nonetheless, I will send that to everybody. And that was really sweet what my sister did, and I'm extremely humbled by that. And this entire experience, it's been very weird not having a computer for a few days when my whole life is on there. As yours probably is, being the modern people that we are. So, in a sense, it kind of felt like, you know, a sign from the universe for me to just stop trying. I couldn't, there's nothing I could do. It was like getting put in jail, in a sense. There was like nothing I could do but accept it. And it was funny, though, how I have an iPad, my son's iPad, but it's an iPad mini, and because I'm super ancient now, like, it's too tiny for me to see, so I have, like, these little cheater glasses trying to see, and it's kind of a pain to log in and out of all my accounts, but I posted on Facebook that everything broke and blah, 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 and I saw people commenting, maybe it's a sign from the universe, you know, just to step back or take a break or slow down. And I think yes, maybe. And I also think kind of maybe not, you know, maybe the universe isn't thinking about me at all. Maybe shit just happens. I really don't know. I like to say it's a sign because that, I guess, is a coping mechanism, a spiritual coping mechanism. And it, I think it helps to look at things like that sometimes. But really, truly, maybe shit just happens, you know? Life has ups and downs and bad things happen to everybody, and maybe it has nothing to do with Mercury retrograde or whatever planet is in retrograde, you know? Maybe just this was my turn. But either way, I do believe that the correct, for lack of a better word, the correct response is the same, and that's just to be present to what is. And what is right now is I don't have a computer. or what is, you know, what was this weekend was, oh, crap, I just sent 1,200 people an automated video series that they didn't sign up for. And I can't stop it because the people who did sign up for will not get the videos they signed up for. So I just got to let it go. And what is. If people unsubscribe, okay. If they hate my guts, okay. Turns out they liked it. So what do you know? That was pretty amazing. But I think there's this, I have been wanting to do a blog post on this since this summer. So maybe I'll do that when I get my computer back. But I started getting this idea into my head about letting what is be your guide. And that was one of the modules. What module is that? I think it was the autumn transition module. We built an altar to what is. And I guess I just wasn't done with it. Like, after I created that module, after I built my altar to what is, I just started thinking about how that is actually a guide. You can use it as a guide. And in this module, the winter solstice module, I did this little section on gratitude as a guide and just sort of tongue-in-cheek, but not saying, you know, like, think of it as the gratitude fairy and gratitude as your guide. But also, you know, if you can't get yourself to a place of gratitude, if you're just not feeling the gratitude, Robert Ojeda just did an excellent podcast on that. If you want to go check that out, I recommend it. But if you can't get into a place of gratitude, at the very least, you can just let what is be your guide. And it doesn't have to mean anything. It doesn't have to be that God put this in your life because you need to learn this lesson, or the universe took away your computer because you need to take a break. You don't even have to assign it a meaning like that. If you just let what is be your guide in terms of what you're going to do next, how you're going to respond, you know, let what is be your guide and then make the most of it. Because what's the alternative? The alternative is to be in denial, which doesn't ever help anything, or to struggle, or both, you know, and struggling just makes things worse and worse and worse. So that's what I'm doing. I'm letting what is be my guide and working with what I have got. I have been chillaxing and relaxing and hanging out. The last episode I did here was on daily devotions and creating a daily devotion for yourself to start your day and kick off your day and stay in touch with your sense of purpose and all that good stuff. And I was talking about how I always do... I incorporate tarot cards into, you know, whatever. I change my devotional up throughout the year just to keep it interesting for myself, but it almost always, if not always, involves tarot cards. And my favorite thing to do is just a single card reading for the day. I'll just kind of meditate, call in whatever guides may be, and ask for a card, a message that I need to keep in mind for that day. And what's so fascinating is this last period where all things have just gone to shit for me, but not. I mean, good things have come out of it too, but it's been really interesting. These tarot cards have been eerily spot on, and that's been really blowing my mind. That's why I love tarot so much. It's so fascinating to me, and I always seem to get the message that I need for that day. And the one that really stuck with me was the day my computer broke, I pulled the Hanged Man. And because I didn't have my computer, I had plenty of time to, you know, bust out all of my favorite tarot books and really explore how different people perceive the Hanged Man. And this is before I found out my sister bought me the computer. So I had all these deep, beautiful epiphanies around this tarot card that really allowed me to cope with the computer breaking and being like, okay, this is happening now. This is happening now. I don't have all my stuff backed up, and my computer won't turn on, and I got this Hangman card. So what does all that mean? And the overriding message that kept coming through was surrender, which you may know is the word that I am working with this year. Every year on my birthday, I pick a new word, and surrender was the word I picked this year. So that kind of made me laugh out loud. And then I also just now busted out some books, the books that I was reading that day, because I wanted to share with you some of these messages in case, you know, this might just be one big therapy session for me and you might not be getting anything out of this. And if that's true, you should go about your day. But if you're relating to what I'm saying, hang with me here, because I'm going to hang with me in the Hangman, because I'm going to read some stuff about the Hangman that I thought that was really cool. I've been really into the Tarot Illuminati since my birthday. I bought myself this deck, and I'm obsessed with it. It's very cinematic. The imagery is, it's like a movie. It's like a story, you know, that besides, it's based on the Rider-Waite, so besides the symbolism that's already built in, because the cards have a really cinematic feel and because I'm such a movie freak, it's like my mind keeps going and telling the picture. They're like little mini movies, kind of. So I get a lot more out of this deck than I have from other decks in the past. And also Kim Huggins, who wrote the accompanying book, is incredibly insightful, and the things that she says are fascinating. So one of the things that she said about the Hanged Man, this is talking kind of from the Hangman's perspective, is this is the necessity of surrender, of letting go and giving up, not because all is lost or hope is gone, but for the very reason of hope. When you can surrender yourself entirely, you will know what it is to be part of a plan, a tiny piece in the greater good, and to be connected to your higher self. Do not struggle. Do not protest, but find serenity and peace in your surrender. There is always a higher purpose to all things, even your pain and the darkness in which your soul walks. All it takes is for you to turn the world on its head and see it from a different angle. Do not struggle. Do not struggle. Do not struggle. Surrender. Those are the two things that I really pulled out. And if you're not a tarot fan, let me just describe what the tarot card looks like from the Rider-Waite perspective. There are a lot of different decks, but this is probably the most popular symbolism, and it actually is the same even in a lot of the classic decks, and that is of a man hanging. He's got his hands behind his back. He's hanging upside down by one leg that is tied by a rope from a tree. And then he also has his other leg kind of bent to where his legs form a four. And in a lot of the decks, in this deck in particular, he actually, instead of looking like he's in a panic or struggling that he's hanging upside down, he looks rather peaceful, and he's got like a halo of light around his head. So that's an awesome card, and I'm in love with it right now because it's just so perfect for me. And then another book that I have, this is my favorite book on tarot, and it's called Tarot as a Way of Life, A Jungian Approach to the Tarot by Karen Haymaker Zondag. That is the last name, Haymaker Zondag. I did a Book Nerd Weekly post on this book if you want to go check it out. It's amazing. It really gives a Jungian approach to the tarot. And I always get a lot out of that book. But I have wrote this down actually from this book today. So what does she say? How do I segue into this? That things are forming under the surface. Things forming under the surface now break through. It's a time of reorientation. Reorientation is taking place in yourself and your life. This is not a negative period, the hangman she's talking about as a period. This is not a negative period. Far from it. In this phase, we simply cannot keep on toiling and moiling. The hanged man is the desire to retire into ourselves and to experience, realize, and above all, to integrate the humility acquired in the previous phase, which was justice. So from a Jungian perspective, the tarot traces the fool's journey, which you might know, like Joseph Campbell really expanded on that. So it's really taking the cards of the major arcana, which I know if you don't know about tarot, this is probably all over your head, but there are 22 cards in the tarot that tell the fool's journey. So when she's talking about the hangman as a phase or a period, this is like a phase in your personal development. So this phase, if you are in the hanged man phase, is about not only surrender, but about integrating all that you have learned in the previous phase. And I was thinking about how cool and right on that is for the holiday season. And last year during the holidays, every year actually, I get really irritated that TV and all the regular programming that goes on the internet, on TV, it all like stops. Everybody just goes away. And I'm always like, this is so weird because this is a time when people are like hanging around their house, bored. There's no school. There's no work for a lot of people. And there's also nothing on TV and everybody leaves their websites. And so I was like, last year I was thinking that I'm going to be the solution to that. I'm going to do extra interviews for my Every Which Way series, and I did. I'm going to do some blog posts, and funny enough, I did create this content, and people were gone. There were not a lot of views compared to what there normally is on those videos, and not a lot of people swung by to read those blog posts, so that was me kind of not understanding that this is the time of year for surrender. This is the time of year to go within and to be quiet and to integrate all that we've learned from the year before. So this year I'm getting the message loud and clear. So, yeah, maybe you all who wrote in the comments section about my computer crashing, this is a sign from the universe. Maybe this year the universe decided that Joanna DeVoe was going to surrender, come hell or high water. You know, you can't keep the ball going and going and rolling and rolling and just piling more shit on top of more shit. And if you don't pause and take time to integrate everything and to figure out where you are. And I think that the hangman card really represents that. It's like seeing your life from a new way, being in a sense of suspension just for a minute. And that's what this time on the wheel of the year is. Funny, I wrote the winter solstice module last year when I was trying to like push through the holidays, when the message of that whole module is to be in a state of gratitude and awe and wonder. I encouraged people, don't set your New Year resolutions yet. Let's just focus on the feelings that we want to have before we start, like, you know, piling more on top of, you know, without releasing what came before. And it was interesting, too, this year, thinking about how around Samhain and Halloween, what I call the winter transition, everybody wants to do shadow work. It's like so exciting and fun, even though it's challenging and deep. We're all willing to like roll up our sleeves and do the hard work. I think it's harder for people, at least for myself, but I've noticed people aren't as engaged around this idea of stepping into wonder, for example, and just being with what is. We want to do something. We have this urge to like go, do, be. So like shadow work, I think, is like, yes, I'm diving in. I'm going deep. I'm doing my shadow work. I'm working on myself. I'm improving myself. But so we did all of that. So this is the integration period for that. This is the time where we just need to like let go for a minute and be with what is. And it's funny that even in pop culture or even just our secular busy work culture, despite however cut off and driven you might think the whole world is, we still in the Western world, we take these breaks. Like I just said, a bunch of people are out of work. Kids are out of school. Oprah ain't recording any new shows. A lot of your favorite bloggers are taking a break and taking a hiatus. This is a time for being with our families or just being at home with ourselves and being indoors. And I think to fill up that space with a big fat to-do list and keeping yourself really busy, I think we're missing the opportunity that is innate to this time of year. This is the night. This is the dark time of the year. This is the time for sleeping or meditating or integration. So I'm really getting that. This is all starting to make sense to me. And in thinking about Christmas and the baby Jesus, which is what a lot of people associate this time with, I was also thinking about the hangman, baby Jesus and the hangman, because I have this other book by Rachel Pollack in which she talks about all the different, the more famous popular tarot decks and the different interpretations that people, you know, assign specific cards. And she was saying some people see the hanged man as an initiation. And this is where I got baby Jesus in my head. And so bear with me here. I'm just going to read her words because I've been stumbling around a lot, and this will be so much easier than listening to me fumble around. She said, the ultimate hanged man image comes in the first initiation, birth. Babies emerge from the enclosed universe of their mother's bodies into a world wide open and wondrous, and they emerge head first, crowning, it's called. In other cultures, before women lay on beds attended by doctors, women squatted and the babies came into the world upside down, head first, and tied to their origins by a cord from the center of their bodies. Do you want to experience the hanged man? You don't need to sacrifice or do elaborate rituals or even stand on your head, though it may help. Open your eyes and look. Look as a baby looks. Yay! Are you hanging with me? To me, this is all like coming together so beautifully, because how does a baby look? A baby looks at the world in a state of awe and wonder. Everything is new. When you're looking at the world from the perspective of the hanged man, you're hanging upside down. You're looking at the world from a new perspective. It reminds me of Robin Williams' character in Dead Poets Society when he makes all the students stand on his desk, they take turns and then looking down at the room from a new perspective. In fact, that whole movie is about him trying to get these kids to see through the eyes of wonder and awe and to see the world from a new perspective. And to me, that's what the hangman is all about. And I'm always looking for ways to tie in, I think, the Christianity I grew up with my spirituality now. And for me, like, connecting the baby Jesus to the hanged man, as blasphemous as that may sound to some Christians, to me, I was like, oh, that is so cool. It's about awe and wonder and not building the new year on this aggro type A, go do B energy, like building, you know, go do B on top of the old go do B, but taking a moment to just sit in wonder and awe and to be with what is, letting that be your initiation into the new year, going into the new year softly with an open heart and just sort of feeling your way into the new year. So that's what we're doing in the winter solstice module. I don't know how it is that I wrote that last year and I'm just now getting it myself on this deeper level. Thank you, Broken Computer, for the lesson there. But that's where I'm at today. And I invite you to join me. If you want to sign up for that, you can go to www.psychospiritualwheeloftheyear.com and sign up for that. And I'll be here next week talking at you. Same time, same place. And in the meantime, much love. Peace.